B-Pod Studios.
What are you doing?
Shh! I am trying to sleep.
Time to wake up.
No.
Wait, what day is today?
It's hump day.
What? Is that today?
It's Wednesday. I'm giving up listening.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
We're halfway there.
Halfway there.
Halfway.
Where?
Where?
For the weekend?
Okay.
Guess I can hold out a little longer.
Until then.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, happy hump day, everybody. I guess that really wasn't so bad, was it?
Like
I mean,
the storm?
Yeah, the storm. You know, could have been worse.
No, it's all right. We were home right as it started, so that was exciting.
Okay, yay. Welcome back this morning.
Thank you.
Oh, were you gone?
I was gone. I spent some time in our nation's capital. I haven't been there since I was 4, so I learned a lot.
Did you bring my slippers back for me?
I didn't.
That's interesting. Both Hank and LBF happen to be down in D.C., the nation's capital, on the same week.
We managed to avoid each other.
Yes, we did.
I figured I'd see you,
but
I didn't. So it was great. I had fun. Did you have fun, Hank?
You know what? I had a great time. I was telling these guys I took Charlotte out drinking vodka. That was pretty good. I didn't get to smoke the weed that I wanted to smoke. But
well, those things happen.
Next time.
I had a much more responsible trip down to D.C. I learned so much. I really did not pay any attention in high school. I mean, that is what I was like. We're watching. No. We're watching this thing, all right, at one of our tours. And they're like talking about the War of 1812. And I turned to Dave and I'm like, I totally forgot about that war. I had no idea what was happening. I guess they burned the White House
burned
down.
Burned the White House.
Yeah.
That
was,
one, yeah.
You know what year it was.
Exactly. It was great, though. We took a tour of the Capitol.
Okay. And did you go by the White House, at least?
I did. I kind of saw it in the distance.
Yeah, okay.
I was just, you know, I mean, I didn't, it's, I guess it's all blocked off and stuff like that. So it was fine. I was interested in the Capitol. It was really
more
cool.
Than just the Capitol, yeah. Hank, did you ever take a tour of the White House?
I have not. I've walked up and put my fists on the gate and looked in, but I've never gone the actual building.
Okay, well, listen, stuff we got coming up today. It is Wednesday, and it's the day before Valentine's Day. And I hope you have something squared away for Valentine's Day for tomorrow. And let's see, we got today is also World Radio Day and Galentine's Day.
Today
is Galentine's Day, okay?
Today's my dad's birthday, too. Happy birthday, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, have a good one. we have an amazing story. Hey, Richard Gere got married.
I mean,
Richard Gere had a baby. His wife had a baby. Yeah,
really? He's like 170,
69,
right?
69 years
sorry.
Old. Hey, we were talking about El Chapo yesterday. Well, they found him guilty on all charges.
Really?
Yeah. And
guilty with an L.
It's really interesting because they had the background on how the jury was handling this. The jury was escorted every place with armed guards the entire time the trial was going on.
That's comforting.
Probably, yeah. Really good.
Now, he's escaped from prison twice. I hope they put his cell on, like, the fourth floor. That's tougher to dig a tunnel from the fourth floor.
Tougher to get out of tunnels. Okay.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Okay, and what's the worst Valentine's Day gift you ever received? Covering all this morning right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. And what are you doing for a Dirty Laundry 7:45 this morning?
Oh, Bill Cosby. Speaking of prison, Bill Cosby's having a good time. We'll tell you what he says about prison. Yes.
Stick around. Coming up, and we have Win a Grand in 60 Seconds next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
As we were mentioning a little earlier this morning, LBF had a big weekend. She and Hank both went down to the nation's capital over the weekend.
Now, Hank's been down there a lot because his daughter goes to school down there. I have not been down to Washington, D.C. I was there once when I was in my early 20s for like 6 hours, and then when I was 4. So I have not been to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm fascinated by this city. First of all, the biggest thing, oh my God, the crosswalks. Do you know how much time you have to cross the street in Washington, D.C.? You could read a book, have a tea party, you could, like, do a dance number. I mean, 65 seconds sometimes.
That's why nothing gets done in Washington, D.C.
Wow. Amazing.
They're all old.
And they're all very old.
It takes them a long time to cross the street.
The streets are really a lot wider
down
there.
Well, here's the thing. Washington, D.C. makes no sense because you walk across like a little side street and you've got 65 seconds, but they make you hustle with the 30 across 2 4 lanes of highway, basically. It's pretty amazing. The other thing that I did when I was down in D.C. Oh, by the way, the hotel that I stayed at was the same hotel that Elliot Spitzer used to bring his high-priced hookers to.
Okay. Wow.
That was a fun fact to talk about. I told Lucy all about it.
I stayed at the Goodwill Hotel. You stayed at the fancy places.
All right, so here's the deal. I went to this place called the Hay Adams Off the Record. It's
right,
a bar.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, it's, you know, swanky little place downstairs,
famous bar,
right across from the White House. Yeah, pretty famous. I know now for me. Famous because I can't believe what I paid for a cocktail.
How much? Go on.
$20. And that wasn't the most expensive cocktail on
that's
the list.
That's for one drink?
One drink. The most
$20.
One.
I expect to be watching a sporting event.
That's right. Yeah, really? Yeah, no kidding.
$20. The most expensive one was the $22 one. It was called the Side Sweep. Mine was Mueller's Trump card, and it was because it had tequila, some infused chartreuse, Benedictine, and lemon juice.
Everything's got a political name down there, doesn't
yeah, it?
Yeah,
it does. It's pretty fun. But, is that, that's outrageous, right?
That is outrageous.
Because I know all of the ingredients in this cost maybe $3.
Yeah, and that's
a
stretch.
How many did you have?
One. I was like, no, we're not staying for another. We're
not
staying.
You should try to buy a hammer at the Pentagon. I mean, don't believe how expensive they are. But this is the place that had the cool coasters you posted, right?
Yes. So they have these cool coasters that have all, like, people in politics. You know, you have everybody from, like, Chuck Schumer to Donald Trump to, you know, Sarah Sanders. And they're all – and they're really cool artistry, and they have some fun little things in them. So it wasn't, like, a complete
loss. So how many
loss.
Of those did you take?
10.
10?
Yes.
Well, no wonder the drinks are $20.
The bartender probably saw my shock at the drink, and he gave them to me. He's like, you better take those.
That's right. They probably factor in people stealing all the coasters into
probably.
The price of the drinks.
Yeah, exactly. So it all worked out.
Okay. I understand. I understand completely.
Almost. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
That is Queen, Somebody to Love. And by the way, speaking of Queen, you saw Bohemian Rhapsody over the weekend.
Yes, and I attempt to see all of the
trying to catch
Best
up before
Picture
the
nominations.
What, a week from Sunday is the Oscars.
Yes, okay? And so last night I watched Bohemian Rhapsody. Really very, very good film. Enjoyable. Not worth an Oscar nod. Not at all.
Really? Okay.
Even for Rami Malek,
no,
you think?
No. I think he was good. But compared, I think that he was good. But I think most of his performance was about his fake teeth. And I liked it. But you know how when it's nominated for an Academy Award, you go in and you're like, this is going to be
really
like,
you want to be blown away.
Yeah, but, I wasn't blown away. But I did like it. It's totally worth the $5.99 DVR fee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know I shocked you this morning when I said, hey, LBF, Lauren Owens and myself, but Lauren specifically, not together, watched A Star is Born over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
As you know that you knew going in that A Star is Born is about feelings.
Well, see, I kind of went into,
right?
I kind of went into this with
duped into it
with rather low expectations.
Oh.
Because it's a movie starring a singer who's not known to be an actress and an actor who's not known to be a singer.
Right.
And I'm thinking, ooh, okay, how could this?
You got peanut butter in my chocolate.
Exactly. How could this be any good?
Okay.
But it was really a fantastic movie, I thought.
What was your favorite part about it?
Oh, man. I think that probably, now if you haven't seen this, this is not going to require a spoiler alert or anything like that. It's been when Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga sing their first time together. On stage.
On stage.
Yeah.
That's when
Brian
Bell
cried.
Is that you really?
Did you cry?
No, seriously, really?
Oh my God, it was really building
up to
that
moment. It gives
you
all the feels. I didn't cry. That's a step beyond what I did. But
that was very touching.
But did you love Lady Gaga in this?
I thought she was fantastic. I was really surprised. I thought she was fantastic in the movie.
What about Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott, I'm a Sam Elliott fan. The only thing with Sam Elliott is, you know, whenever he's in a movie, I always expect him to come out and say, America, a beef. It's what America eats.
I just want a steak. Give me a steak.
See, that's why Lauren, I think, likes Lady Gaga because she wears a meat dress.
Yeah.
Maybe,
well, you're right about that. That's why Sam Elliott was in the movie, in fact.
You know what I thought, too, was Lady Gaga got so much. I mean, she was great.
Yes.
I don't think Bradley Cooper's getting enough credit.
No.
I think she had to do less work to act because she was kind of, you know, okay, that was good.
She was acting as herself.
But I think he had to do so much more work to become Sam Elliott, like his mannerisms, and teach himself how to sing and everything.
I know. He worked with Eddie Vedder. It was a really incredible movie. And And did you tear up, Lauren? Did you tear up at all? Did you have any feelings?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a very...
Would you watch it again?
It was a good movie.
Would you listen to the soundtrack by yourself driving?
And cry a little.
I doubt that.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, got it.
I went too far.
More 80s, more variety, all day and all night. 80s more, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, now if we'd have lost Super Bowl VI, that would have made me cry. Okay.
No tears last night.
A couple of big winners last night.
The Jekyll and Hydes, I mean the Celtics, they beat the Sixers 112-109 in Philly last night without Kyrie. Jekyll and Hyde, I mean Gordon Hayward, he scored 26. Pistons visit tonight. David Krejci had two goals. Bruins doubled up the Blackhawks 6-3 at the Garden. WROR.com for all the highlights. Sox pitchers and catchers hold their first workout of spring training today in Fort Myers. Opening day, 43 days away. They'll play in Seattle. BU won the women's beanpot, beating Harvard 3-2 in overtime. I'm Hank Morse. That's a look at sports.
Thank you, much, Hank. 105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. Dire Straits here on the Walk of Life. So did you see the story about the lady down in Connecticut?
Yes.
This is amazing. This is last month. There's a power outage in Connecticut. So it's dark, and she decides she'll light a candle. Okay, she didn't realize what she lit was a stick of dynamite.
Whoops.
there were injuries.
Oh, that's so Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, never buy a house from Wile E. Coyote. You never know what he's going to leave laying around.
TNT candles?
Really, go figure.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tomorrow is the big day. It's Valentine's Day, and I'm sure that you're all set, right? Yeah, right.
I love Valentine's Day. I love it. I think it's a cheery holiday, and you don't have to be involved with somebody. You could, kids have the little, Valentine's Day cards, or, don't do it to coworkers because that would be bad. But, Valentine, my dad always got us, candy hearts and stuff
sure.
like that.
Yeah.
It was really nice. So just a way to show your appreciation for somebody. I won't be getting any of you anything.
Of course. Well, I understand that.
Now you tell me.
And Valentine's Day, it's kind of a slippery slope for, in a relationship.
Yeah, it's hard.
Especially early on.
You got to know the right thing to get.
I think early on it's easy.
Yeah.
I think
really?
Later on it's difficult because, you've been married for a long time. And, there is still that expectation that the person is going to show their love and appreciation for you.
Yeah. That's why my wife and I work so well. She does not like Valentine's Day. I'm like, perfect. Yeah. I still have to go get a card or something.
Well, yeah, you should.
I would think early on, you don't want to, overgive.
Set the bar too high.
Right, yeah, if somebody, you don't know how the other person feels, and you buy them chocolates and roses, and they're like, whoa, this might be too much.
Yeah, Dave used to do, well... The worst Valentine's gift I ever got was, and it's a famous story, is the choker necklace.
Oh, the choker. Oh, the choker
necklace. Didn't fit my giant Tony Soprano neck. Ooh. That was disappointing. But after that, he steered clear of jewelry, and then he would...
You couldn't just wear it as a bracelet?
An ankle. Would fit my ankle.
That was kind of
Thank
rough.
You. Oh, my God.
Or a belt.
He started doing things like leaving me flowers, and teddy bears were big in our early marriage.
Ooh, that's bad.
Oh, it was cute, though. It was a nice, cute little thing.
It's cute until you have a room full of teddy bears.
Yeah, right.
Then it's just weird.
That's a middle school cute.
It was cute. Then he grew out of that, and then it was the unfortunate neck thing. And then a couple of bracelets and things like that. But I have to say, the easiest thing you can get your significant other, guys, listen up, because I asked for this for my anniversary. Was it my anniversary? No, my birthday. I wanted Dave to make me a mixtape. Now, it's super easy because you can make a playlist and then you can send it to the person on their phone.
Oh, that's
and
good.
And it's super duper easy. Well, it's difficult if you're struggling to find the songs.
But did he really know the tunes you wanted on the
mixtape? No, it's not the tunes that I wanted. It's not about what I want. It's about how those songs remind him of me.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, that could be dangerous.
That's a heck of an assignment.
That's a challenge right there. That could be very dangerous.
It could be very dangerous, but he actually, what songs are you going to say?
I am not going to say them out loud. Wow.
You are so mean.
But this, you know, this,
say one out loud.
No.
Baby, cut back.
This, I do not.
This sword cuts both ways because it could be a problem for guys, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, this one particular year, my wife said, I got something really great planned for you. It's romantic. And I'm like thinking, oh, great. She's going to take me to a Bruins game. Maybe we'll go to halftime pizza before the game.
Oh, my God.
She scheduled us for ballroom dancing lessons.
Really?
Nice.
That's so. Dave has been begging to take ballroom dancing lessons.
Good. I still have the gift certificate. It's his.
He can go dancing with Wow, you know, with Pam. You know.
She was preempting you. She knew you were going to give her crappy gifts, so she got what she wanted.
You still disappointed her.
The worst Valentine's Day for me and my wife was she loves the Cottonwood Cafe. I don't even know if it's still open in Boston.
Not there anymore.
And so I made reservations for the Cottonwood Cafe. Mm-hmm. We were running late, so we were like a half hour behind. We called ahead. We get in there. We could not find a place to park. And then we couldn't find like a parking garage. We just couldn't get it done. So we ended up having a steak and cheese sub at the Alamo in Medford Square.
Sweet. Really sweet.
That was a precipitous drive.
Let me grab. Okay, so what do you got for us here?
So the worst Valentine's gift I ever got was a set of tires.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thoughtful.
Yeah. Were they at least radials?
I don't even know what they were, but he said, well, I know you wanted something round.
Oh.
I was thinking more along the lines of a ring.
Did you even have a car?
Wow.
I did have a car, and it did need tires. And he said, well, what did you really want? I said, maybe a ring, perfume. And he said, well, what, are you going to smell great sitting on the side of the road? You need new tires. So there it is.
Are you married to this person?
No, I'm not married to this person. I'm married to someone else now.
What a surprise that is.
Got a huge ring in ball tires.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lim unexpectedly walks through Aoife's front door and runs directly into Effie, just out of the shower and wrapped only in a towel, when we hear...
Oh, damn, you startled me. Say, Effie, as long as it's just me and you here, how about if I give you $200 if you drop that towel and let me take a peek at you? Oh, I don't know, Lim. You and Aoife are best friends. But we need the money, so here you go. Okay, that's good. Here's your $200. Bye.
Oh, say, Effie.
Yeah?
Who was that?
Oh, that was Lim. He just stopped by. He's gone now.
Oh, did he happen to leave off the $200 he owes me?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
And it is the day before Valentine's Day. Okay.
Okay, there's this new invention, you guys, that I...
This might be the solution to all problems.
It is the... I'm just going to say up front, I think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world, but I don't know. They raised more than $7,000 on their Kickstarter campaign, and it's called Love Sync. And do we have a little clip from their little commercial?
Okay. Now here's kind of this is the way the commercial would work if you're going to buy this product.
LoveSync is a device that lets you know when both of you are in the mood for some hippity dippity.
It's super simple. All you have to do is place a button at each of your bedsides, and when you're feeling a little randy, you just anonymously push the button. There's no risk of rejection. If only one of you pushes the button, nothing happens, and your partner's none the wiser. But if your partner's also ready for a pants-off dance-off, they'll press their button.
Really?
The LoveSync technology combines these anonymous inputs and recognizes that there is consensus. It lets you both know by emitting a swirling glow from the buttons. Pressing the button multiple times sets a longer time period that you'd be down for bopping squiddles.
Oh my god!
Two-person push-ups?
Oh, it's amazing for those times where you wouldn't mind being surprised in the middle of the night.
Which I avoided in the past, fear of waking the bee.
East.
Love Sync is perfect for partners because it alleviates sexual frustration.
Now you'll always know when you and your significant other are ready for sexy time.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't know. What do you think?
I think it is ridiculous because if you press the button and then the other person never presses the button, then you know that they're never pressing the button. And it's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, but I think it's supposed to, you know.
And if you're completely off, like you press the button one night and then the other person presses the other night, and then it's like, this is just, people need to start talking to each other.
That never works.
Oh, my God.
I like how if you push the button, you know, multiple times, like when you're waiting for an elevator.
That's going to work. That's going to make it happen.
Extend the time.
Listen, right. You spend far less time going, hey, honey, you want a little? And she goes, no. And then you both go back to sleep. Look, that took 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So you don't want to waste the time.
I mean, how do you, what are those buttons on the side of your bed? I mean, that's just weird.
Nothing.
And I mean, can you place them around the house though? Because that'd be kind of
funny.
You walk into another room and you're like, "Whoa, is it supposed to be here?"
And put it next to the sink when the dishes are ready to be washed.
Do they work on Wi-Fi?
I guess so.
Because somebody could be like, still at work or something.
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
Well,
you could ask Alexa.
That seems weird.
Yeah.
Hey Alexa, can you take a peek in on my wife?
Oh my God.
Let me know how she's feeling.
I just think
that's creepy, Jeff Bezos.
Now you made it weird. You made it weird. Yeah.
Okay. You know that she's watching.
It was weird enough.
Okay. Yeah, now you're going spy cam room.
Back
and you get a job down the Cape.
Back into the cellar, Hank. For God's sake.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Here goes 7:45. It's time.
Okay, I'm going to get to Bill Cosby, and then I'm going to get to the Oscar problem, and I also have an interesting story about the Beatles. This is brought to you by Citizens Bank. I don't want to really start Dirty Laundry with something that annoys me, but I feel like I have to.
Sure.
Bill Cosby, inmate NN7687, he's at the SCI Phoenix right outside Philadelphia, maximum security prison, serving 3 to 10 years for guilty of sexual assault. Been accused by more than 60 women.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently he's having a very good time in prison. His lawyer, Andrew Wyatt, says it's an amazing experience. This is what the lawyer said about Bill Cosby, and it's infuriating.
He looks really amazing. He's down to 195 pounds. He hasn't eaten any bread, no dessert. And he hasn't drank any coffee since he's been in there. Now, the funny part about it, Mrs. Cosby has been trying to stop him from drinking coffee for 55 years. And she said it took this to stop him from drinking coffee.
That's what you wanted to stop?
Cute anecdote.
Cut back on coffee.
He's in his cell. He does leg lifts. He pushes up against the bed and does push-ups to stay in shape. He showers. And he waits for breakfast. He puts it in a little cup. He runs water in the cup over the food, shakes the food up, and drains it. And he does that 3 times. And he eats the food. He's mentally strong. He's just a strong man. He said he's, despite the circumstances, he said this is an amazing experience.
Okay, this isn't Canyon Ranch, all right? This is prison, and he is a bad man. And the fact that his lawyer came out and told these stories, should have kept it to himself. But I have this problem, and it happens quite a bit, especially on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, where two of the stars
prison's
went to jail.
Prison's not so bad.
Like, Teresa Giudice went to jail and became like a yoga instructor. Joe, her husband, is in jail for tax evasion, and she's talking about how he's in great shape. Like, prison is not a place to go. It's not Weight Watchers, and it's not a place to having a good time in prison is so disrespectful to the women who have been assaulted by him, and it makes me crazy.
Do you remember the sheriff that took away like the weights in the gym from the
prisoners?
Exactly.
Yeah, the guy in Arizona, right?
I don't believe in that guy. That guy's bananas, and he makes them wear like pink.
But he's
a
lot closer
but,
than.
You know what? And I believe that people, you know, there's human rights, but don't tell me that like he's feeling good. And
he's having a great time.
You know, yeah. Hey, give him a stick with a nail in the end of it, and go clean up the Schuylkill Expressway.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's...
It does sound dirty.
Okay. Anyway, I didn't mean to annoy anybody this morning, but I felt like I needed to share. Yeah.
Okay, well, wait till he finds out his new roommate, his new cellmate's going to be El Chapo.
Oh, yeah, no. All right, so really upsetting news for the Oscar people, because 4 Oscar awards are to be presented during commercial breaks, and people are going bananas, because best cinematography, film editing, live action short, and makeup and hairstyling. You know, I really truly appreciate all these things, but I understand why they're doing it.
That is not why
break.
Anybody turns it on.
I know.
It's too, like, makeup and hair. Like, that's their one big shining moment. It's going to be during a commercial break.
That's life. You know what? That's just life.
She's right about that. That's life, and it's
too bad, and that's just the way it works, but... People, you know, the Oscar ceremony is just, there's no host, there's no best cinematography.
It's too long.
People are very upset about it. Yeah. And finally, this new movie is coming out, and I'm very excited, in June. It's about the Beatles. It tells the story of a struggling musician who gets into an accident and wakes up in a world where no one remembers the music of the Beatles but him. And then he achieves fame and fortune after passing off their iconic songs as his own. And
really?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Lily James is going to be in it. Ed Sheeran. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I just thought that was an interesting something to look forward to June 28th.
Got it.
The Lorne and Wiley Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
I would do that, bud.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wiley Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Well, I know you've been waiting on this since this time yesterday. Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is indeed on the air here from WROR. Chance for someone to win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. And that person this morning would be our player named Gabby Perkins. Now, Gabby is from Worcester, Massachusetts, and she works for the folks at Walmart. So first, let's welcome her to the radio program.
Good morning, Gabby.
Good morning, Gabby.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, good.
Look, Gabby.
That's a start.
Not working today? Okay.
Okay, that's good to know.
Plus.
Now, is Gabby for like Gabrielle or Gabriella or what is that?
Yeah, short for Gabrielle.
Gabrielle, oh, Gabby. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Gabby, you understand what's going to happen. By the way, did you hear our player yesterday morning?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you missed the real treat.
Set the bar really low.
Set the bar, yep.
That's fine.
Okay, so you're going to do really well this morning. I can feel it in my bones here. Now,
I'll probably
set
it lower.
Okay.
Ready to go in confident.
Okay. I like your attitude.
Way to go. Okay. LBF has concocted a list of 10 questions. Your job, of course, is to answer all those correctly. Remember, you can say pass at any time, save enough time. So you beat the buzzer at the end, come back and pick him up, and then win $1,000 in Century Bank. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, Gabby.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
What is 7 times 7?
Pass.
Where does the President of the United States live?
Washington, D.C.
Spell Banff.
Banff?
Banff.
V-A-M-P.
What is the largest artery in the human body?
The skin.
What does the D.C. stand for in Washington, D.C.?
District of Columbia.
What musical talent does the devil display in the song The Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Banjo?
What house did Harry Potter live in at Hogwarts?
Gryffindor.
What kind of animal is called a heffalump in Winnie the Pooh?
Repeat that?
What kind of animal is called a heffalump in Winnie the Pooh?
An elephant?
In which city is the Golden Gate Bridge?
San Francisco.
Oh, okay. You know what, Gabby?
Okay, stepped
good.
It up.
You did really well.
You stepped right up there. You got 5 of those correct. You missed a couple. You passed on a couple. So let's review.
Be worried for a minute.
Yeah, but you know, math is hard. And right off the bat, 7 times 7 is 49. Where does the President of the United States live? Washington, D.C., acceptable answer.
Yep,
one of the other answers is the White House.
Yeah, we would have taken either of those.
Spell Banff. Banff is a city. And so it's
in Alberta, Canada.
Yes, yeah. It's BANFF.
Big ski resort there.
The largest artery in the human body is the aorta.
You're going for largest organ. I know.
Yes,
you're going
I see where you went.
Yeah.
But good. What musical talent does the devil display in the song "The Devil Went Down to Georgia"? He plays the fiddle.
I can understand how you would say that. Yes.
And then that's it. She got the rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So you did a fine job.
Yeah. Not perfect, but you know, good job.
We have a fine
five times better
prize
than yesterday.
Hey, just for playing this morning, a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. Now here's what's going. You know, we just finished up the Grammys. We got the Academy Awards coming up. It's award season. All these that have these big shows with the red carpet and all that. You can make your own red carpet party with of the money you got here from Stop and Shop.
Go
make
a
platter
dip
or something like that. So that's right. So enjoy that. Hey, thanks for playing, Gabby, and have yourself a fabulous day today.
Thank you. You too.
You bet. Anybody else? Come on. Come on. Step up. You can do this. If you want to play, you got to register. Log on to WRR.com, and you can be playing Win a Grand in 60 seconds, win $1,000 from Century Bank. Okay, tomorrow's Valentine's Day, you know, which is a good thing. But then sometimes mom could take things to extremes.
Oh, my God.
So I'm thinking this may be the ultimate case of helicopter parenting.
I don't know. I mean, it's interesting because my mother did something very similar, but it wasn't as egregious as this. Apparently, police at a university in Maryland have put out an alert because there's a mom going around approaching students and then showing them a picture of her son and asks if maybe they would want to date him. Yep, it's a Towson University. Three related incidents in the library and the Center for the Arts buildings. An older female who attempted to show them a picture of her cell phone. Subject of interest is described as female, appearing to be in her 50s with glasses, wearing mom jeans. No, I'm kidding. Blue jeans and a striped long t-shirt. Now, moms are good at matchmaking in a way. I mean, because they know you best.
Yeah.
But you know, this is an extreme. However, I have two incidences in my life where moms kind of intervened. Really? First one was my mother, and I was in high school. This is so, so horrifying. So she's in line at the Red Wing in Foxborough, and behind her is a kid that I go to, like, is the same age as I am,
yeah,
goes to a different high school. She's right. Like, he is so cute, she says to me afterwards. She says, you should date my daughter. I mean, I'm like 16.
Get out of town.
So you were with her?
Really?
I was not with her.
Oh.
So she comes home and tells me the story, and I'm like, Mom, oh, my God.
I know. Mom.
You know, if she had a cell phone, she would have been shut. Look at my daughter.
Yes, exactly. But she did. But ends up that the guy did ask me out, and we actually dated for many years. So there was that. Like, it was
really?
Weird. Yeah, we did.
Well, that's amazing.
Isn't that weird? It was weird, but it was mortifying and horrifying. But
at the time.
Then it was mortifying and horrifying at the end. No, I'm kidding. So then the other time was when I was waiting in line to return something at Leechmere, and the mom in front of me said, we got to talking about whatever we were returning, so old, so long ago, by the way. And Leechmere. She's like, you should date my son. And then she got... I gave her my phone number. Can you believe that? And he called me, and we went on a date.
How'd that work out?
I'm gonna date myself right now. We went to J.C. Hillary's. Remember that place?
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah.
It was terrible. He was really weird, and he didn't tip the bartender. And my two friends were at the end of the bar because they wanted to make sure I wasn't going out with a psycho. And then I came back in, tipped the bartender, and had a couple of drinks with Carrie
and Liz. Oh, so you go on blind dates with backup.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
well,
important.
Not a bad idea.
That sounds like a kid whose mom is out getting him dates.
Yeah. So you know what? It works out, and then it doesn't.
Okay.
You just never know,
do you? Don't worry about, dating yourself, because the fact that you were at Leechmere didn't have anything to do with it. Okay?
Sorry. The Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
With Lauren and LBF, Pink and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
You know, purely by coincidence, both Hank and LBF went down to our nation's capital for a visit this past weekend. Now, Hank goes down on a regular basis because his daughter is in... going to college down there. But LBF hadn't been to down the nation's capital for, since you were like, what?
Four
years
yes,
old.
So. Four.
So you don't remember a lot about the last time you
I remember it
down.
Was cold, but I also, it was cold again. But I really, so many takeaways from visiting Washington, D.C., essentially for the first time in my life. And I think the two things I want to mention are, I'd got to give a shout out to those government workers. Wherever I went, and all the Smithsonians are free, and we toured the Capitol, and that was an incredible experience too. But I was noticing how many government workers there are, and how pleasant they were and how nice, even though they don't know if Friday they're going to be out of work again.
By the way, that's looking good now.
I hope so, but shout out to the government workers, because so essential, made everything so easy. I've never had a better time at a museum.
And they don't get to vote.
They what?
The people who live in D.C., they're not represented.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. I always forget that. I always forget a lot of things about how the government works. But I really loved how they were so helpful and exceptional. And the other thing, too, is I chose my restaurants kind of in an interesting way. There's this chef called Jose Andres, and he has an organization that helps people who have been affected by natural disasters. He's been doing a lot of work with Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
he's really incredible. So I went to two of his restaurants. Oyamel, which is a Mexican place. By the way, go there. The guacamole is to die for. Drink service a little slow, but that's okay. And then
well, they're busy.
And then America Eats. And this is the coolest place. It's in Georgetown. And what they do is they have recipes that they got from the Foundation for the National Archives. So they took all these old recipes, like some from, you know, the beginning.
Like Revolutionary
the 70s,
yeah, War days and stuff like that.
And some from Julia Child and some from. Wow. And it's really cool. And it's this totally American
It's like
affair.
A historical, like, tour of food.
Yes.
It's like before pizza had been invented.
And the cornbread was, oh, so
if they had had cornbread like that in history class, you would have paid closer attention.
That's a good point.
Exactly. Oh, you know what else I saw, you guys? I saw Julia Child's kitchen. I went to the Museum of American
by
History.
By the way, that's her real kitchen,
It's
too.
A real kitchen. Yeah. It's so cool. And I saw Dorothy's shoes. So neat.
Wow.
I missed Mr. Rogers' sweater, though. I don't know where that was.
Must have been at the dry cleaner.
Probably at the cleaner. Did you know that Mr. Rogers' sweaters, every sweater he ever wore on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was one that his mother knitted for him?
Really?
Every one of them.
Wow.
The guy was skinny, too. Only weighed 143 pounds.
Is that right?
Yep.
143.
Yep. 143.
Oh, really? I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Thanks. I like you, too.
Thank you very much.
80s is touching, brother. 5-7 Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
I mean, that was a rare touching moment right here on the Wally Morning
Show.
A little uncomfortable in here.
Oh, yeah.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.